in upstate New York. The Oneida Indians are trying to put 13,000 acres of their land into a trust. But the town of Oneida, along with some citizen groups and even the state of New York, want that decision overturned, and they have filed lawsuits with the federal government. David Shinatry reports.
Owen Waller is driving along one of the two-lane highways that cut through the cornfields in rural Verona, New York. Waller's the town supervisor here, a part-time job with full-time headaches. The biggest one these days has to do with land and taxes.
Here is all Indian-owned land, all this. They bought all these houses.
In recent years, the Oneida Indians, known around here as the Nation, have been on a buying binge, purchasing thousands of acres of property, then treating it as sovereign land, paying no taxes to state and local governments. That doesn't sit well with officials like Waller or with people like Roger Bloss.
We paid taxes all our life on our land. Why should they pay tax on their land?
Now the Department of Interior has moved to make the Oneida's land permanently tax exempt by putting 13,000 acres into trust. The federal government holds the title, but the Indians control the land. Tribal elder Keller George says it's part of the Oneida's plan to reestablish a homeland within the borders of their old reservation.
Since I was a little kid, this was the major thing that I was taught, that the land, always fight for the land. It's yours. The treaty says it is.
What makes it possible to envision such a tribal homeland is this.
25 down on the grid.
The Turning Stone Casino and Resort, complete with glitzy nightclubs, golf courses, and a 19-story hotel. It's part of the trust land, too. The Turning Stone brings in more than $300 million a year, which the Nation uses to buy even more land and to fund other business enterprises like gas stations, convenience stores, even an animation studio. All told, the Oneidas employ about 5,000 people in a region where good jobs are hard to come by. But resentment runs deep among those who compete directly with the tribe. For 32 years, David Reed has owned the New London Mini Martin gas station in Verona. Since the Oneida-run gas stations don't collect state taxes, they undercut him by as much as 10 cents a gallon.
Business here used to be the guy would come in and get $20 worth of gas. He'd get the morning paper, a cup of coffee. Maybe his wife didn't make a sandwich. He'd get one of those for lunch. Well, it's not only the gas that we lost, but it was all those incidental sales that went along with it.
Owen Waller, the Verona town supervisor, is also worried about a loss of control. The trust decision takes 8,000 acres from his jurisdiction. The land is not in some remote area like Indian trust lands out west. Here it resembles a patchwork quilt cut from populated areas. And while federal law and state criminal law apply, local zoning does not.
They don't ask the town of Verona what they're going to build, where they're going to build it. Basically, they do what they want to do.
The Oneidas have paid almost $16 million in grants to local governments and school districts to make up for not paying property and sales taxes, although some communities have received nothing for the past 3 years. They also pay for fire protection in the town where the casino is located. But for David Vickers of Upstate Citizens for Equality, the major issue is fairness. He says Native Americans should be treated just like everybody else.
Whenever you have that much imbalance in any kind of government-business alliance to the benefit of some, excluding all others, it creates unrest and is inherently unfair.
Fairness is on the mind of Oneida elder Keller George, too, as he looks to the future. He points out that a 1794 treaty, still on the books, established a reservation in New York State of about 300,000 acres.
We would like to have enough land to ensure the future of the Oneida Nation. Is that 300,000? Probably not. Is it somewhere around 30, 40, 50,000? That's probably more of a reasonable goal.
With the Oneidas flush with casino cash, it seems attainable, too. The U.S. Supreme Court itself suggested the trust remedy 3 years ago. Unless other courts overrule the Department of the Interior, the tribe can apply to put additional land into trust whenever it chooses. For NPR News, I'm David Shinatry.